Hi, thank you for joining us on an Art from the Heart adventure. So, where are we going? To the very place we feel most at home, yet sometimes seldom visit. This isn't a trip that you take to any physical destination. No, it is a journey you embark on to visit your heart and your soul. When you return from this great adventure, you will have created a set of heartworks. These represent the photographs of your journey, something you may keep to reflect on for years to come. Each time you or your friends and family view them, they will have new meanings and seem to have evolved just as your life has transformed from adventure to adventure. With each appreciation, awareness grows, and new things are seen, while others appear less evident than they were at first sight. This is because as you grow and change, so does your perception of what you see in each heartwork. Before we begin, it needs to be understood that although this technique is being used by professional counselors and therapists to help their clients delve more deeply into past traumas, it was not created for anything other than to gain insight, awareness, and clarity. It later became evident that an Art from the Heart adventure had many benefits, that with its simplicity and adaptability, it could provide whatever each individual needed from it. It has since been used as an aid for venting negativity, replacing unhealthy addictions, healing, insight into yourself and others, and even as an empowering manifestation tool. However, we must advise you that should you wish to do intense emotional work with this procedure, we recommend that you do so under the guidance of a licensed professional. This workshop was created solely to gain clarity and focus in a fun, non-threatening way. Therefore, neither the author nor its facilitators can be held liable should you decide to use it as anything other than an insightful awareness tool for venting the negativity of your everyday life. This newly gained awareness has helped many students of Art from the Heart adventures come to believe that anything is possible and that, yes, we all are capable of living our wow in the now. Because of the volume of insightful information you will find on all Art from the Heart adventure audio tapes, we suggest that you do not limit their use only to when working with the process, and that you listen just to listen and gain new awareness, and through osmosis, so to speak, teach yourself and your loved ones to observe all of life from a different view. Get ready now for the adventure of your life.
There are only three things we recommend to do to get the most out of an Art from the Heart adventure. Ask for guidance from your higher self, inner wisdom, God, or the angels of the light. Trust that you have all you need to know within you. And express your gratitude of this opportunity for insight, clarity, and guidance with the knowledge that every time you or others look at your heartwork from a different view, information will keep surfacing. Every heartwork has its wow moment when the time is right. Now it's time to get ready for this introductory adventure called a short jaunt. If you haven't done so already, look at the inside jacket of this tape to see what materials you will need to collect. We ask that you keep this tape running and continue to listen while you gather everything you need and select your music of choice. We have done this workshop with or without music, and it has been proven to work and be successful either way. In fact, some people are more open to their inner wisdom during life's more silent moments. If using music, you will notice that you have a choice of using two separate types, or one that starts off rather mellow and builds in passion as it continues. Instrumentals are best at setting the mood for this workshop, and we highly recommend any of the classical works of Mozart, as well as Jani's Reflections of Passion. If you need more time to gather the materials to work with, Just press the pause button on your cassette player until you are ready. If you already have everything, let's embark on our short jaunt. The first part will allow you to vent any negative stuff you have been carrying around with you. The creator of this technique was only 6.5 years old when she told her father she hated him and wished he would die. 2 weeks later, he was in a car accident that took his life. A short time later, when being punished by her mother, she could feel the angry words welling up in her throat, and there they stayed for 23 years. And on top of them were the angry words she had never expressed to anyone else in all those years. Her subconscious believed her words were responsible for her father's death. So, for the next stage of her life, without tools like this one, she kept her anger inside, where it rumbled and shook her like an earthquake, yet was only evident through skin rashes, allergies, and irritable bowel syndrome. At times, she even ended up injuring herself by having small accidents following situations where she had been unjustly treated. Later, as she began counseling, she realized she had built up a pressure inside her so huge she had to find an outlet to vent it, or she would eventually burst. And if she did, felt she would never be able to face anyone ever again. She at first started doodling, and although it helped, the residue of what she had vented seemed to stay with her much longer than she wanted it to. She asked out loud one day, "How can I stop this from happening?" And what you are about to experience right now was the answer to that question. So let's begin. First, take a few long, deep breaths. Good. Now, remove your colored markers from their box. Then, take the black marker out and place it off to one side next to the larger permanent black marker. Done? Great. Now take a fresh piece of paper and place it in front of you on top of the closed pad cover, an old newspaper, or scrap paper. This will prevent the permanent marker from bleeding through to your table or tablecloth. All set? Great. Pick up the small black marker and hold it over your paper, almost touching it. Now, close your eyes and think of a time when you have felt disappointed, left out, or sad. It may have been over a missed opportunity, a job that didn't work out, an important goal you never reached, an award or game you didn't win. Recognition that didn't come your way, even though you felt you deserved it. It may have been over a lost, broken toy, or even the loss of any other treasure, such as a pet, parent, friend, or romance. Just picture your experience, and as you remember that moment, slowly allow your black marker to touch, and then begin to move as guided all over the paper. There is no exact way to draw your emotion, whether you take your marker up down, across, or around the page is determined solely by where you feel urged to go. Continue this until you simply feel like quitting. Then, open your eyes and join where you are holding the marker at this very moment to where you started with it in the first place. A very important part of any free-flowing, negative-based heartwork is to make sure no gaps or openings are left in the outline of the drawing you have just created. That was the missing step for the creator when she first started doodling. Closing this emotion keeps it from seeping out and staying with you by sealing it securely onto the page. Okay, are you all joined? Excellent. Now, take a deep breath. You deserve it. All right, let's get ready to color. With your eyes closed, reach both hands forward and mix up your colored markers. Then, keeping your eyes closed, pick one of the colored markers up. Okay, you can open your eyes again. And no, you can't put that one back if you don't like the color you chose. Remember, it is your inner guide who is choosing the colors and creating this artwork for you today. Asking for guidance, begin to fill in color wherever your eyes take you, leaving white space wherever you like. Yes, you can keep your eyes open when actually coloring. Continue to use this color until you grow tired of it or simply feel the desire to find a new color. Always remember to close your eyes when making any new color choice and open them to do the color fill-ins. You may choose up to 3 different colors, but only if very strongly urged would you ever choose more. Now, press pause and color to your heart's content. All done? Great! Now that you have finished coloring, again, stop and take a deep breath, maybe even stretch. You'll notice that the intensity of your emotion has most likely lessened, and you may be feeling more relaxed, almost peaceful. This is how our souls long to feel much more often. Now, using the large permanent black marker, either create an outline or put a box around your heartwork. Remember, this is a negative-based emotion, so it must be barricaded or freeze-framed onto the page without any gaps or openings. Seal this in now. The three final steps of this technique can be done at the bottom of the page or placed on the back of your heartwork. First, with a pen or colored marker, name your emotion using the word disappointment, sadness, or loss, and add a keyword that will later remind you of the personal experience you released at this time. Next, add today's date. And finally, sign your name to your heartwork. This represents ownership, a very important part in acknowledging to the universe that you are now ready to let go of the influence this experience has had in shaping your present and consequently your future as well. Wow, the hardest part is over. Great job. Press pause now if you need a short break, but don't take too long. The good stuff is on the horizon. Okay, now that you're ready, put your finished artwork aside and take out a new piece of paper. Then, put the small black marker back in with the set of colored markers. Next, close your eyes and begin thinking about a time when you felt very happy, excited, or grateful about something or someone in your life. Maybe a treasured friend or loved one has gotten in touch with you after not hearing from them for years. Or you were offered a new opportunity. Or received an award for a job well done. Or perhaps when you were feeling down, someone gifted you with a thoughtful reminder of how much you are cared for. With your eyes still closed, reach out with both hands and mix up the colored markers again. Then, keeping your eyes closed, pick one up. And again, do not change the chosen color for another. Remember, the color you have in your hand is the one that your soul wants to use. Bringing the marker back to the paper, touch it and begin drawing freely as you did in the negative artwork. No, you can't look yet. Just keep your hand and marker moving until you wish to stop. Unlike the negative-based artwork, you do not have to join your ends unless you feel urged to do so. If in doubt, always go with what your heart tells you. Now, open your eyes and using the same marker, begin coloring wherever your eyes take you, leaving some white space if you like. Continue to use this color until you grow tired of it or again feel the desire to find a new color. Remember to close your eyes when making any new color choice. And again, you may choose up to three different colors, but only if very strongly urged would you ever choose more. Now, press pause and color to your heart's content. Back again? Great. Before going on, stop and take a deep breath. Stretching one more time. You'll notice that you may be feeling rather lighthearted now, maybe even smiling. Using one or each of the three colors you've already chosen, either outline, create light strokes, or work in various doodle marks on the outside of your original drawing. Please do not use words, numbers, or symbols on this artwork. Trust that if they are supposed to show up, they will do it on their very own. By adding color to the outside of this positive feeling, you are acknowledging to the universe that you wish to give and receive this emotion wholeheartedly, that you want to express it outwardly to be felt and reflected back to you and the rest of the universe for as long as possible. Finished? Good. Let's go on. Again, either at the bottom of the page or on the back of your artwork, write with a marker or a pen the name of your emotion using the word happiness, excitement, or gratitude. And add a keyword that will later remind you of the personal experience represented at this time. Then, add today's date. And finally, sign your name to your artwork. Own this wonderful emotion, showing the universe that you are now ready to let the influence of this experience enhance the present moment, thereby creating more opportunities for a positive viewpoint in your future. Wow! You're doing great. Press pause now if you need a short break, but don't take too long. We've got one more picture to add to our album before the journey home. Ready for more fun? Here goes. First, put this finished artwork aside and take out a new piece of paper. The good news is, this time you get to choose your colors. And look while you draw. Finally, you say. Now, you are going to draw your present perception of a tree. Yes, you heard right. A tree. It can be one tree or many trees. A green tree, a pink tree, a tree by itself, or surrounded by things. Anything goes. After all, it's your tree. The only restriction, aha, you say, with this hard work, is that you again close your eyes. Ask for guidance. Then, trying to draw the tree you see in your mind's eye. Allow yourself to make mistakes as part of the process, and if it doesn't even look like a tree, that's okay too. You only get one piece of paper, so just keep asking what to do next if the drawing doesn't seem to be going as planned. And trust that it is going exactly as your inner guide is directing it. Remember, an Art from the Heart adventure is not about drawing a pretty picture. The more childlike your drawing, the closer you have gotten to your soul. This process is about creating from a higher level, where all artwork is beautiful, from soul to soul. Press pause now while you complete your tree. All finished with your creation? Beautiful. Now for the finishing touches. First, name this artwork tree or trees. Then add today's date. And finally, sign your name to own it, just like you did on the first two heartworks. Congratulations! You have just completed the traveling portion of your short jaunt. If you are feeling tired and need to give your eyes a rest, you may take a break and continue when you feel more rested, or even wait until tomorrow before going over the photographs you just created on this trip. Maybe even round up a few friends or family members to appreciate your photos with you. The more feedback, the better. We'll be here when you get back, so feel free to take as long as you need. When you are ready to go on, turn this tape over to begin discovering more about yourself and any insights that can be gained on this heartfelt journey. Now, continue to listen and relax to the resonating bells echoing beautifully, peacefully. And then turn this tape over to uncover the interpretations of your heartworks.